New music from Jamie McDonald, Ain't No Way. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday, 7:20. You're hanging out with Liam and Kaylin.
Hey, good morning. Weather-wise today, looking mostly sunny with a high of 74. Tonight, mostly clear skies, low of 51. Winning Wednesday, seeing sunny skies, a high of 80. Right now, we're seeing about 55 degrees in Harrisburg, Lancaster, and Manheim.
This morning, we welcome back our very special guest. It's Jess Zimmerman. She's a board member at the Mount Gretna Bible Festival and one of the musical acts. Jess, good morning once again.
Good morning.
All right, so tell us a little bit about Mount Gretna Bible Festival for those who weren't able to hear.
Yeah, so it's it actually starts June 6th, which is a new added date, and then it'll actually go on every Sunday leading on June 7th until August 30th. And something I didn't mention earlier was there's also some organ programs through June, which is starting Wednesday evenings. All the programs are at 7 p.m., so it's like a nice way to remember. If you want to know what time it starts, 7 p.m. And it's just have become a really like cool passion of mine to try and bring awareness to, because it's such an eclectic group of the arts, whether it's the strings or choir or worship music. And it's just, yeah. So I'm hoping that, you know, talking with you guys, we can bring more awareness, because I didn't know about
sure.
it. So
definitely.
Now being a part of it, I want everyone to know.
Well, if those people don't know about it, what's sort of the mission behind the Bible Festival?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the mission statement is preserving a Christian testimony through music and the spoken word since 1892,
wow.
which is way before my time, in a unique historic setting. So I think that, in for me, encapsulates what the whole thing is. It runs from June to August, and it's all these different acts in this historic place that's been here for years and years and years. And obviously other people have cared about it long enough to have it be here that long.
Yeah.
So the Bible Festival itself, 134 years, and I just think that, you know, we're in 2026, so like that's really, really cool to be doing that and also still incorporating the Lord and all these different ways out in his creation in Mount Gretna, which is already beautiful.
Yeah.
So
you're performing with your family, right?
Yes. On July 19th, it's a Sunday, 7 p.m., if you don't remember the time. All of the acts are 7 p.m., so we'll be there. And we do a combination of more contemporary, but also like hymns as well. We all grew up in a very musical family with hymns. So we kind of try to put the two worlds together and also let the Holy Spirit do its thing, you know, because when you open up the door to that, there's amazing things can happen. Yeah. So
that sounds amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. And you have roots in Nashville, right? You recorded down there quite a bit. Tell us a little bit about that journey.
Yeah. So that is with a country band, which is how I got connected, interestingly enough, with the Bible Festival.
Yeah.
They had reached out and they wanted something, you know, something a little different. And we talked a little bit, and my family was an opportunity to be a part of it with me. And so I was like, what a neat way to incorporate like my home roots with my music and obviously faith, which is so important to myself and our family. So yeah, my country band has a couple records out, very different, but also incorporated with our faith in a way to like plant seeds for people. And our last record was called Be the Light. So we wanted people to know that there's more out there than maybe what you're seeing on the front. So to ask questions and be intuitive about it. So,
wow. I love that combination, the professional background, but you mentioned these home roots.
Yes.
You're from the area and you felt God calling you to stay in Pennsylvania. Tell us a little bit about your background here.
Yeah, so I grew up in Lancaster County. I grew up on my family's dairy farm, and it's still in our family today. I went to Lidditary Mennonite Lambs.
Let's go Lambs.
Go Lambs.
Let's go.
So that's where I attended school till eighth grade. And my husband and I, we talked a lot about moving to Nashville and Tennessee and music and all of that. And we just really felt like the Lord was like, no, you need to stay in Lancaster County, which was kind of a hard pill to swallow, because I think when you're in music, regardless however it may be, you're like, well, I'm going to go to Nashville. And we didn't. We bought our first house. And then now seeing how the Lord has incorporated things like the Bible Festival, and just there's so much here rooted. Like the soil can be so saturated in Lancaster County, and I'm so here to help cultivate it, or hopefully help cultivate it for
sure.
the Lord.
Yeah. So you're performing July 19th, 7 p.m. There's
yes.
what, a handbell? Festival. There's Ryan and Friends, our good friend. And you mentioned Rick Rao is going to be there with Big Choir. Is that correct?
Yep, he's going to be there. Ryan and Friends, Rick Rao, and then Morgantown Community Church. They're all Friday night programs,
okay,
which are in June, starting at 7. And then there's also the Jazz Minister Big Band. There's a huge hymn choir. There's also the Lancaster Mennonite Children's Choir. So I think if you've never been there and like to the Tabernacle to just see, it was built before sound systems,
sure,
you know, so it's acoustically just, mm-hmm, it's amazing. So then when you have these acts come in of all different types, you get to experience music in a way that I think like moves you on top of the technology that we have now, sure, with sound systems and things, yeah, like that. So yeah, a wide range of things you can find all on our webpage at the Mount Gretna Tabernacle.org has all of the like all of the events.
Yeah.
There's a lot to keep track of.
And it's like it's open air, right?
Yeah.
So it's open air and at 7 p.m. in the summertime, that's like the perfect time
to
go.
In like the shade.
Oh, it's going to be so nice. I can't wait.
Yeah.
And there's really something for everyone, it
there
sounds
is.
Like. So check it out online. It's mountgretnatabernacle.org. Jess, do you have any great stories of how God is working through the Mount Gretna Bible Festival?
Yeah, you know, I think what's really neat that my family and I have at least experienced in the one event that we've been a part of with that is that we connected with people that I never would have connected with before, whether it would be at a local church or things like that. And they kind of had the same idea of like, oh, we knew about the festival, but we didn't really know what it was, so we never attended.
Yeah.
So having my family, who is also very rooted in Lancaster County, kind of branch out and spread awareness to it. It's been really cool to see the Lord opening up the door for the history to still stand, but also new things. So like seeing how like the Lord can use history and use what has always been a foundation and also incorporate new things. Like that's been really, really eye-opening, whether it's music or handbells or hymns.
Yeah.
I know a lot of times people think of like, oh, hymns, but I'm like, no, if you sit in there with a, like 150 person choir singing a hymn and all the parts like come, mm-hmm, like I don't know how you're not moved if you're a musical person or even just a spiritual person.
Wow.
And so that's something I've really been embracing and enjoying about the festival is that those new things are happening.
Very cool. Wow. Well, here at WJTL, we are all about Christ community and music. You have an opportunity to go to an event with a very similar mission at Mount Gretna Bible Festival. It's starting June 6th. It runs all the way through August. You can check out and get some more details, mountgretnatabernacle.org. Jess, thank you so much for coming to tell us all about this. I hope your performance is amazing.
I hope it's not too hot.
I think
it'll be fine. 7 o'clock summer is good. So
nice.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Have a great rest of your day. We're diving right back into the music with Ben Fuller. Here's Black Sheep right here, FM 90.3, WJTL.